rare Christmas Eve spacewalk is a success. A Mozambican airliner was crashed intentionally, and Boeing to open a new flight training center in Moscow. This is Aero News for Thursday, December 26, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The International Space Station is cool once again, and by that we mean temperature-wise, as spacewalkers Rick Mastracchio and Mike Hopkins completed a rare Christmas Eve spacewalk to install a spare ammonia pump. Tuesday's main tasks included the removal and installation of the spare pump. The first task was to remove the spare pump module from the space station's external stowage platform 3. After that was completed, the module was bolted to the S1 truss and connected to Loop A of the station's external active thermal control system. Hopkins attached himself to the Canada Arm 2 and took a ride to the space worksite, while Mastracchio tethered himself to the station and translated to the S1 truss to assist his partner. Japanese astronaut Koichi Wakata operated the Canada Arm 2 from inside the Destiny Laboratory. Earlier on the weekend, the pair had removed a faulty pump, which necessitated these spacewalks. After experiencing some difficulty disconnecting a fluid line, the spacewalkers reported seeing ammonia flakes escaping from a valve. As a precaution, mission controllers asked the spacewalkers to inspect their suits for possible ammonia contamination, but none was found. The pump module controls the flow of ammonia through cooling loops and radiators outside the space station, and combined with water-based cooling loops inside the station, removes excess heat into the vacuum of space. The new pump is now considered to be fully functional. An aviation official in Mozambique says that a November 29th crash in a national park in Namibia was intentional. 33 people on board the airplane were fatally injured when it went down. The Associated Press reports that the investigation indicates that the pilot of the Mozambican Airlines E-190 planned to bring it down. His motives are still unknown. The co-pilot was out of the cockpit when the pilot made the move to crash the airplane. According to radar tracking data, the plane began to dramatically slow down over northern Botswana. The flight had proceeded normally until that time, and no mechanical malfunction was indicated. The pilot, identified by officials as Hermino dos Santos Fernandes, apparently then adjusted the altitude selector manually 3 times, from 38,000 feet down to 529 feet. Officials said that the way the controls were manipulated to bring about the crash, quote, required detailed knowledge of the plane's controls and showed a clear intention to crash the aircraft, end quote. Boeing has announced that it will expand its flight and maintenance training capabilities in Russia with a new state-of-the-art training campus. The new full-service training facility, set to open in 2015, will be located in the Skolkovo Innovation Center in Moscow. Boeing will work in cooperation with Industrial Investors Group and their subsidiary Tanzas on the project. Groundbreaking on the new training and research campus is scheduled for spring of 2014, with training to begin in mid-2015. The new facility will open with 4 simulator bays, featuring 3 next-gen 737 full-flight simulators and 1 777 full-flight simulator. The Boeing 2013 Pilot and Technician Outlook estimates that the Commonwealth of Independent States, including Russia, will require 15,200 new commercial airline pilots and 18,000 new technicians over the next 2 decades. Everett, Washington-based Aviation Technical Services plans to open a new 607,000-square-foot facility at the KCI Maintenance Repair and Overhaul Base at Kansas City International Airport in Kansas City, Missouri. ATS will create more than 500 new jobs over the next 3 to 5 years, with the potential for 1,000 employees over time. The company will invest upwards of $7 million in the new facility. Augusta Westland has been awarded a contract for 16 AW101 helicopters, plus support and training, valued at approximately $1.57 billion, to meet the Norwegian all-weather SAR helicopter requirement. The contract also includes an option for 6 additional aircraft. The contract was signed at the end of a meticulous selection process that took into account technical features as well as risks and cost evaluations. The AW101 emerged once again as the best solution thanks to its three-engine safety, a full ice protection system for flight into known icing conditions, long range and endurance, a proven 30-minute run-dry gearbox, as well as multiple redundancy features in the avionic and mission systems. Aircraft deliveries to the Royal Norwegian Air Force, who will fly and operate the helicopters, will begin in 2017 and continue through 2020. When AeroNews continues, check out FlightPlan's new checklist. A fire-damaged Dreamliner may soon fly again. And want to buy a bird dog?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3200.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, December the 26th. I'm Glenn Moyer. FlightPlan has introduced what it says is the first free checklist program integrated with a pilot's flight planning account. The program makes completing the checklist easier, ensuring that no step is accidentally missed. The new FlightPlan checklist program provides customers with a template checklist for a specific aircraft that can be customized for their specific needs, either by adding new categories or eliminating specific preloaded ones. Users can look at the checklist on the screen and see each item being checked off in the list as the item or action is completed. FlightPlan.com is an internet-based source of flight planning tools with 135,000 active user accounts. The company says it expects the checklist program to be successful because of its ease of use and what it calls its cross-pilot and cross-platform format, in that it works on the web, iPad, Android, and BlackBerry. The Boeing Dreamliner belonging to Ethiopian Airlines, which experienced a battery fire in its ELT, causing what was described as major structural damage to the airplane, may soon be flying again. The airline has been conducting test flights with the airplane in an effort to restore its airworthiness certificate. The fire, July 12th, damaged the entire aft section of the airplane's fuselage, according to a report from the online source ETN Global Travel Industry News. There was also extensive smoke damage to the rest of the airplane. Much of the interior was stripped and replaced entirely. The plane was flown by test pilots last week over the North Sea, reaching altitudes of up to 39,000 feet, according to one report. If its airworthiness certificate is restored, it will be the first composite construction airplane to have been extensively damaged, then repaired and returned to scheduled passenger operations. Cessna has unveiled the restored 1959 Cessna L19E Bird Dog to be auctioned at the 43rd annual Barrett Jackson Car Auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. The L-19E will be auctioned alongside a Dodge M-37 truck restored and donated by Okoboji Classic Cars, forming a unique pair of historical items offered in a single auction lot. Cessna recently announced that it would donate the aircraft for auction, proceeds benefiting the Armed Forces Foundation. Kansas City-based Kansas Aircraft Corporation partnered with Cessna to locate the L-19E and helped arrange the purchase of the historic aircraft. It's believed there are no more than 130 airworthy L-19 aircraft left in the world. The L-19 and M-37 package will be auctioned off in a live, prime-time broadcast of the 43rd annual Scottsdale, Arizona Barrett Jackson event on the Fox Broadcast Network on Saturday, January 18th. Proceeds from the auction of these items will go to support the AFF's efforts to educate the public about the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. Well done, Cessna. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now clear for departure.